If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
500 to the Roth
liability. And there's a calculation on recapturing the depreciation. And again, I'm going to assume that he has a base income above the threshold, so I'm going to give you maximum rates here because it can get really complicated when you start talking about the progressive tax system. But I'm trying to give you an idea of what you're up against when you sell one of these properties. So let's start with the depreciation first. The maximum tax rate on recaptured depreciation. Remember, he got to write off $150,000. So $150,000 of his income has been sheltered tax-free over the last 15 years. Well, when you sell the property, the government says, whoa, not so fast. You've got to recapture that $150,000. Now, he probably sheltered income in the 35% bracket. The recapture rate is 25% federal. And then, of course, you got to add your state tax on top of that. Let's just stick with federal for just a minute. So there's a 25% tax on $150,000. And then there's a capital gain on top of that. And the capital gains rate, depending on his income, will be anywhere from 15% to, on the high side, 23.8% if he gets over $250,000 of income, which he will. So now you're talking about some pretty serious taxes. All in, I think, Jim, with state of California, you're probably figuring about 30% or so, right?
Right.
So what is that, $100,000 going to cost you about?
Yeah, in taxes.
So Jim's up against a $100,000 tax bill. You must be squirming in your chair over that. You hate paying $10 in taxes.
And the state of California has a rule on resell. You have to give them 3% of the sales price.
Up front
for them to keep in their little coffers and spend until I file taxes.
Yeah, well, you'd be lucky to get out of this thing with the 3% number for the state of California. But let's not gripe about that one, because that one, it annoys you, but it's minor in the grand scheme of things. So there you have it. That's the scenario. Do you write a check to the government for $100,000? And in this case, you have how much left over? I'm doing the math. You'd have, what, $300,000 left?
Yeah, let's say that.
So $300,000, you go invest it, you know, at 4 or 5%, and, you know, you're getting whatever the amount is, 100 or 15 grand a month, or what is it, $300,000. If you got 6%, you'd be getting $1,500 a month, right? Or you could have $400,000 and get $2,400 a month if you did a 1031 exchange. Now, there are special rules on doing exchanges. So when we come back, we've already given them the bad news about that. And it's not so bad. You pay $100,000, you got $1,500 a month, or you got cash. What's your wife want to do, by the way? Because that's what really counts.
Cash.
So you're not doing an exchange either way, because if she wants cash, you have no influence over whatsoever.
Not at this point in my life.
Jim's selling and bellying up to the bar, but when we come back, we're going to pretend. We're going to pretend that his lovely wife, Jan, says, it's okay, I don't want the cash, we'll do an exchange. So 1031 exchanges when we come back from the break. If you have a question for us, dial us up, 844-RAY-SHOW, or send me an email, raylucia.com. There was a hesitation there because it was a senior moment. No, just kidding. Ray Lucia, RAYLUCIA.com. Click on the Ask Ray button and let me know what you think about exchanges. If you've got a piece of real estate, perhaps you want to talk through. But there are ways that you can do exchanges even if you haven't identified a property. Oh, boy. And it gets even more complicated. But you tune into this program to get the best in money information. And that's what this is. It's all información.
Yes.
Stick around. The Ray Lucia Show continuing with more of Mr. Stewart's situation and yours. Should you sell and belly up to the bar and pay your taxes? Or should you do some kind of an exchange? And what if you can't find a property to exchange into on a timely basis? That's all next on the Ray Program.
There's more than one way to invest in your education.
Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Talking with my pal James Stewart, who is sitting on a rental property that he's had for 15 years, and he's at the point in his life where he wants to unload it. It's getting to be a lot of work, and he's got a significant gain and profit in the property, and he wants to convert that to something, whether it's cash to pay down debt or just have a chunk of cash in the bank for security purposes, or doing an exchange. Might have something to do with the tax liability upon sale. And as we discussed before the break, when you sell a residential rental property or any rental property, you not only have to recapture all of the depreciation that you've written off, in Jim's case it's been over 15 years, but then you also have a capital gain beyond that where you have to pay a capital gains tax. And that capital gains tax here in a place like California can get pretty obtrusive. I mean, when you think about a 23.8% federal tax, when you include the 3.8 Obamacare Medicare tax, and then the state of California, which is at least 10%, say 9 or 10%, depending on his income, yeah, 24 plus 10, you're at 34%. We rounded it down to 30%, Jim, but it's still a pretty big ticket number. So in your case, if you were to do a 1031 tax deferred exchange, you could exchange into a property putting $400,000 to work as opposed to putting $300,000 in your pocket, right?
Right.
And that's a big number. But is it worth it? Well, only Jim can make that decision. What do you need to know, folks, about 1031 exchanges? First and foremost, it is not necessarily for personal use. This is for business property. So you can't do this with a principal residence where you live and that sort of thing for another home. We used to be able to do something like that many, many, many years ago, but I've forgotten all the rules because they don't work anymore. You've got a great tax benefit in living in a principal residence for a couple of years. We can sell it tax-free anyway. So some personal property will qualify. If you've got expensive art, you can do exchanges. But by and large, nah, it's mostly business property. Next, and this tricks people a lot, when we talk about like-kind exchanges. Remember, in the real estate environment, like-kind is very, very broad. You don't have to exchange a commercial office building for a commercial office building. You can exchange a commercial office building for a residence, as long as it's not your residence. You can exchange a multifamily for raw land. Now, when you do that kind of an exchange, there could be a tax liability, the raw land thing. I just want to point that out. I'm not a CPA. Remember, in any of these situations, you need to get solid professional help. But my understanding is, of course, if you exchange into raw land, all of that recaptured depreciation, you'll have to recapture at ordinary income rates. Now, you can do these delayed exchanges, the so-called Starker exchanges. We used to call those reverse Starkers. And basically, it's where you go to an intermediary, an accommodator, as it were, because the rules are you have 45 days to identify an exchange property from the close of escrow and 6 months in which to actually close on the new deal. Well, that ain't so easy to do, especially if a property falls out of escrow. And you may say, well, you know what? I want to buy that property, but that guy's got to find a buyer, he's got to sell the property to me, but I've got to get my property sold. So you work out a deal with somebody else so that you can buy the property that you want in the timing that you want. So you go to an accommodator and you say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to basically sell you the property. I'm going to take the cash. Nope, the cash is going to stay in trust with you while I go find the property that I want or wait for my buddy down the street that's got a property to sell that I really want. And then you will act on my behalf and acquire it. Now, if it takes 6 months, it takes 6 months. It takes a year, it takes a year. It's expensive. You got to pay that accommodator. But you can do the so-called Starker or delayed exchanges. Okay, and I already mentioned the 45-day thing. You have to designate replacement property in 45 days. You can use multiple properties. I think you get three properties that you can identify. Or the IRS allows you to also identify multiple more properties if you don't exceed 200% of the aggregate fair market value of all of the properties. So, I mean, if you wanted to, you know, list out 10 $200,000 single family homes because you have a $2 million exchange, you could do that. You've got to close, as I said, within 6 months. And if you receive any cash in the transaction, James, that's called boot. And you're not going to like that because you will have to pay on the proceeds that you receive income tax on that. The other thing that a lot of people don't realize is you must also have equal to or greater than value on the exchange. So if Jim's got a $600,000 property, he has to invest in something that's at least $600,000. But if he has a $200,000 loan on that property and there's no loan on the new property, he's got boot. It's got to be equal to or greater than value, equal to or greater than debt. And sometimes that'll sneak up on you. So you need to make sure that you're doing that. And then you can't really do this with a vacation home. Now, there are some rules on vacation homes. If you use them less than 14 days a year or 10% of their rentable days for yourself, you may be able to still treat that as if it were a rental property and not some kind of a residence. But this is where you really need to get some help. 1031 exchanges. Now, we talked about the Starker. When we come back from the break, there's, in the last decade or so, some nuances that have come to fruition, which I've been doing some research on. I'm by no means an expert. I'd like to get an expert on this program to talk about deferred sales trusts and Delaware statutory trusts. They're complex, but I don't know. What do you expect from this show? We tell you as much as we can tell you and give you the ammunition so that you can go to the driving range or the shooting range with your advisors, and they can give you advice on whether or not this is a smart thing to do. So when we come back, Jim, we'll see if a Delaware statutory trust might work for you or a deferred sales trust. It's still not going to make your wife happy, though. She wants the cash. Probably not going to get the cash. Although the deferred sales trust, you could get it incrementally. How's that sound? All right, we'll take a quick break, come back with more of Jim Stewart's dilemma and perhaps yours as well on exchanges. Also, what if you have an insurance policy, a life insurance policy? Can you do an exchange on a life insurance policy under code section 1035? The answer is yes. I'll tell you about that. Hopefully when we come back. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
To the Ray program, some pretty good guitar licks going on there in the background, I'll tell you. Every time I hear that song, I want to grab my axe. For those non-musicians, that's my guitar, and it's A-X-E, okay?
Yes.
Be careful, fellas. I know what you're thinking in there. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information. I'm sitting here doing some planning with my pal, James Stewart, because he's got this dilemma. And it's a good dilemma because he bought a single-family home 15 years ago, fixed it up, rented it out. He's had rental income for 15 years, depreciated the property down. Now he's got to go in and rehab it because it's been 15 years that renters have been destroying the place, etc. And the question is, even after he spends all the money he's going to spend getting it rehab, he's still going to make a $300,000 or $400,000 profit. Congratulations on that, by the way, James.
The problem is there's three more to follow this.
Well, you know what? It could be worse. There could be nothing following this. And that might lend, I think, some credence to what we're talking about here. Whether or not you want to cash out and write Uncle Sam a check for $100,000 or $120,000 and then sit on that money and earn nothing, a couple of percent if you're lucky. You know, so you make $500 a month out of it. It's in the bank, but your wife sees that big lump sum that she can pull from whenever she wants to. I get that. And there's a lot of, there's a benefit to having that kind of security. Or you might want to do some kind of a deferred sales trust. Now, I have to point out, these are very, very, very complex instruments, and they're not for faint-hearted people, and they're not for people that don't want to spend a little bit of money on advice and advisors. But for individuals such as yourself, you're a pretty sophisticated guy. What is a deferred sales trust? You and I were talking about this in the car driving in the other day. So I will give you the legal definition or whatever. The deferred sales trust is a legal contract between you and a third-party trust in which you sell real or personal property or a business to the deferred sales trust in exchange for the deferred sales trust's contractual promise to pay you a certain amount over a predetermined future period of time in the form of an installment note or promissory note. Is often referred to as a self-directed note because you have control over the terms of the note. The deferred sales trust gives you the ability to control your capital gains tax exposure, reinvestment terms, and installment payments made from the trust. Okay, so that's the deferred sales trust. For you, it could work out because you could say, well, you know, you're going to have this $300,000-$400,000. Give me a check for, you know, 50 grand a year for the next 8 years. And then you can manage that income as it goes, or 100 grand a year, or whatever. So the deferred sales trust gives you a lot of flexibility, and you don't have to go find another exchange real estate property. It's like having a note.
Yeah, and that was always the problem with the Starker. I mean, that accommodation of having the Starker over the last couple decades was a good thing for tax deferral, but it was really hard to implement this. The really close timing, the parameters, and so the whole DST is an answer to say, hey, we can simplify the process to some degree.
Well, the other thing is the answer too is if you need to rescue your Starker. Here's the other problem with, you know, a regular exchange is, yeah, we got 45 days to identify and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, and I've been on the other side of this. I've been in a situation with my real estate partners years ago where an exchange blew up and they needed to get the money invested. And we got about 10% more money for our property because we walked in like the, you know, the white knights that came to the rescue, and they needed to get this was millions of dollars of recapture and income taxes and all that. This was a pretty big deal. This goes back, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. But you can rescue your 1031 exchange by using one of these other, whether it's Starker or DSTs or DSTs. Right. There are two different DSTs. I'll clarify that in a minute. But the deferred exchange is basically a note, and you get to choose how you want that money doled out to you. Could be very interesting, because think about it. If the real estate market, I was talking to a fellow the other day up in the Great Northwest, and they've had such a run. I mean, the real estate up there is so doggone pricey. And you look at cap rates and you go, I don't want to invest in real estate. So if the guy wants to stay in, you know, the same neck of the woods, it's like, who wants to jump from the frying pan into the fire? You bought when real estate was cheap and it got really good. Then it cratered and then it got really good again. So you went through at least one pretty crazy cycle.
Yep.
And now's probably a pretty good time for you. You're old enough to where you can, you know, look at the end game. You know, I need an income. I want an income. I'm going to slow down.
Yeah. I'm not another two-cycle guy.
Yeah. You don't want to go through it. The other DST is called a Delaware Statutory Trust. And I'll read from the legal definition of that because I don't want to make a mistake, certainly. A Delaware Statutory Trust is a separate legal entity created as a trust under the laws of Delaware, in which each owner has a beneficial interest in the DST for federal income tax purposes and is treated as owning an undivided fractional interest in the property. It's like a TIC.
Yes.
Remember the tenant
and common like that.
Deals. Yeah. Right. In 2004, the IRS released Revenue Ruling 2004-86, which allows the use of a DST to acquire real estate where the beneficial interest in the trust will be treated as direct interest in replacement property for purposes of 1031s. Due to the restrictions for DST qualification, the best attributes for a DST are generally single-tenant occupancy, an investment-grade tenant with a long-term lease to avoid turnover costs, and triple net lease terms, which require the tenant to pay all property expenses. In order for a DST to qualify for 1031, a trustee may not have the power to do any of the following: accept contributions from either current or new investors after closing, renegotiate the terms of the existing loan or borrow any new funds from a third party. This is all protections for the investor. Sell real estate and use the proceeds to acquire new real estate. Remember, this is what the trustee cannot do. Make other than minor repairs that are considered a normal repair and maintenance, minor non-structural improvements, and those required by law. Invest cash held between the distribution dates other than in short-term government debt. That's one of the concerns from back in the past. What are they going to do with all this money, right? They can only put it in government, short-term government bonds, like T-bills. Retain cash other than necessary reserves. All cash must be distributed on a current basis or enter into new leases or renegotiate the current lease. So it's very similar to a tenant in common. Let me just go through what the difference is. With a tenant in common, you have up to 35 investors. There's no limitation on the DST. You can be in with 100 other investors. Ownership, you've got the beneficial interest that owns the real property. And with a tenant in common, you have an undivided tenant common interest in real estate property. Investors receive the property deed in a TIC, yes. In a DST, no. You don't get the actual deed. The DST holds the deed. And the it's a single member LLC in a TIC. It is not in a DST. Major decisions approved. You have no voting rights in the DST. You've got unanimous consent in a TIC. That's one of the things that used to bother me, because if you have 30 other investors, you're going to get all 30 of them to agree? Not easy. Number of borrowers, one borrower in a DST. The TIC, very complicated. There are 35 borrowers, and there are some special rules on bankruptcy. So there you have it, Jim. You got a lot to think about, whether you do a 1031 exchange, whether you do a delayed exchange under the rules of Starker, whether you do a deferred sales trust and treat it as if it's a note, or whether you do a Delaware statutory trust. Now, what's happening today in the brokerage business is many of the brokerage firms, some very large, are cutting deals, or they're out buying properties and creating income DSTs. So in your particular case, if you were okay with the illiquidity, you might be able to get a 5 or a 6% yield on that $400,000. Instead of a $500 a month check, you might get $2,000 a month. Ooh, now it's starting to sound pretty good, isn't it?
And we even further complicated it in our discussion about maybe moving into the property and converting it to a principal residence and sell my house.
Can we cover that another day? Because there have been rules that changed since January 1 of 2009 on that one. It still works, but not as good as it did prior to that. This is a complicated business. That's why our next guest is a CPA. We'll get a chance to visit with Mr. David Murray, CPA, next. Stick around.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
A show, a business spotlight where we actually talk to people that do know what they're talking about, unlike what happens on this program most of the time. No, I'm just teasing you, James Stewart. Joining us on the show today, we have David Murray. He's a CPA and a CGMA. David, thank you for joining us on the show. You are a CPA. Taxes are critically important. I've said for years, you need to have a strategy, and you got to get the strategy right. But a close second and part of that strategy is you also got to manage taxes appropriately, then work on fees and so forth. Thanks for joining us on the program. Can you tell us a little bit about you and your company? And I've got all kinds of tax questions, so you shoot. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I am doing really well. Thank you for asking. Our company is basically a traditional CPA firm, but we've gone a long way beyond that in that we do a lot of hand-holding of entities, their owners, the accountants within inside the company. We do almost whatever needs to be done in the way of accounting and tax consulting.
So what does that, what does the certified global management accountant mean? I've never heard of that before for some reason.
Ah, good one. Many years ago, the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants came out with a new designation, a certified global management accountant. And there's a test for it as well, along with the CPA exam. But a certified global management accountant is somebody who has experience with working inside of companies, not just like an outside CPA firm, but inside of the company as, say, the controller, the CFO, but then also experience working with issues that might be outside of the United States, tax issues with Spain or with England or Japan or Australia. And how do you allocate earnings to this country? And how do you allocate earnings to that country? These are all of the kind of things that, a CGMA might be involved with.
You know, once upon a time, I worked with professional athletes, and it was really interesting because if they earn income in different states, then you had to report in those different states. Isn't that the way that works? Can you talk about
That's exactly correct. We can all blame John, oh my goodness gracious, the quarterback for Denver many years ago.
But John Elway.
Right. John Elway, thank you. That's exactly correct. We have a couple of entertainers in our office here, in our practice. They travel all over the United States, Canada. We have some athletes. They do the exact same thing. They get a W-2 for every single state. It's crazy. But that's the law, and we have to deal with it.
You know, we do a lot of retirement consulting on this show where we help people get to retirement, and you know, obviously there's taxation issues in retirement. Social Security can be tax-free or taxed as high as 46%. Do you get involved in strategies with your clients?
Indeed, yes. That's a great question. A lot of times we'll have people come in and they're going to be taxed on their Social Security dependent upon a lot of their other income. Okay? They have very little income, very little of the Social Security is going to be taxed. They have a lot of other income, a lot of it's going to be taxed. Okay? And they've heard different things at different times. I had a wonderful lady come in the other day and she said to me, oh, my Social Security is not going to be taxed at all. I said, I'm sorry, it is. You're going to be taxed on part of it. No, Dave, you call the Social Security Administration and you confirm that. Well, all right. Well, I already knew the answer, but I called the Social Security Administration anyways just because she asked me to. Was it taxable? Yes, it was, because her other income.
Yeah, so what happens is, depending on how much you have, this modified adjusted gross income calculation that you do, as I said, in some instances, it can be taxed as high as 46%, and that's why I'm sure you get involved in helping people before they claim Social. Maybe they do Roth conversions or set up different silos of income so that they can manage that taxation better.
Indeed, that's correct. One of the things that I've sat down with many business owners with and said something along the line of, if we defer this tax here, we will not be subject to this tax there, specifically thinking of when do we start pulling Social Security? Do we want to pull it now? Do we want to wait for a few months or a few years? What's the longest time? What's the greatest benefit? And indeed, one of the things that we always look at is not necessarily just the pure amount of tax, but the amount of cash in the person's pocket once all of this is over.
Absolutely, okay? Absolutely right. Very, very interesting. David, we only have 30 seconds left. Your company, are you nationwide?
We are located on the west side of Atlanta, but we have clients all across the United States. Okay, we have clients in Washington State, New York City, New York State, California, everywhere.
Outstanding.
We are nationwide.
Well, thank you very much. David Murray, CPA, CGMA, that's a certified global management accountant. If you're doing business offshore, David Murray, his website, atc-l.com, and his number 770-432-4206. Thank you so much, David. Love to have you on again sometime soon. Now, go out and make it a great day. All right, pal?
Will do. Thank you very much.
All right, you bet. That's David Murray, atc-l.com. And I thank him for that. It's good to have a CPA on every once in a while and talk some strategy. Now, the next time, I'll be able to get in the weeds with him a little bit because I love this stuff. You know me.
And he didn't have any pocket protector or green shade.
No, I didn't have that. Pretty good guy. Let's get at least one email in here, boys. Linda. Oh, you know what? If I've had this question once from Linda, I've had it a dozen times in the last several weeks. Linda asks this. I understand that this has been the second longest bull market in history. How much longer do you think it will last? Let me see. I'm going to play Karnak here. Now, I don't know. How am I supposed to know when this bull market ends? I will tell you this. When bull markets end, they usually end badly. Okay? When bull markets end, they usually end badly, and badly means a bear market, and a bear market drops 42%. So if you want to be an investor, you got to look in the mirror and say, I can tolerate that kind of a loss because the money that I have allocated to the stock market has a fill in the blank, X number of year time horizon. My preference, 15 to 25 years. And if you can say that, Linda, it's a non-issue. Because the market always comes back, even though bull markets end badly. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's been an awesome show. Also, a special thank you to David Murray and James Stewart and all the boys in the band over there. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless you all, and thanks again for tuning in to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves, the Ray Lucia Show. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at
BizTalk Radio.